he was not in good shape. There you was know a guy. What?
It occurred to me that he was sort of a real life human blob.
He kind of was
very much blob shaped.
Yeah.
Oh,
right down to everything just being massive. It was like he was like Gigantor.
Yeah. That's a very good description of him.
Oh.
We saw him wandering around Main Street.
Right.
You saw him at Main Street, the candy store, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 176 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I'm going to tell you about some e-letters that I've received. And, y'all, I have got a buttload of voice letters. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? I got a buttload of it, too. Oh, Lord, y'all, thank you so much to everyone who has written to the Fat One and said that I am not being too rough on the old shut-in, the old school marm out there in California, because, you know, they say that, you know, she deserves it. And I appreciate that that confirmation that Big Fatty should just throw down the gauntlet. The gauntlet, or whatever the fuck. I always thought a gauntlet was some kind of leather wrist protector kind of thing. You know, like Wonder Woman had or whatever like that. But anyway, let's see. Y'all, I have gotten some e-letters that I want to mention. I've gotten quite a few here lately. So I just want to... start off, Drew, you know, Drew wrote that that book that Big Fatty didn't ask, that's that Drew Ferguson guy. He wrote that book that Big Fatty didn't ask for a copy of, but Archer's going to handle that. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Archer. Y'all, it is his birthday month, and we're about 25% through it, so... you might want to get on the horn and give him a call over there. I don't know his voice letter number, but neither does he, so it's okay. Drew wrote that book, which I can't remember the name of, but they're going to talk about it on Archer's show. So anyway, and Drew, I would have requested the book, except Big Fatty don't read. Does it have pictures in it, by the way? Maybe I should have asked that. I want to thank Princess Hannah, who has her own podcast. You can get to it from the BFO if you just go over there and scroll down to Princess Hannah's Smeared Makeup. You can get right on over there. But she sent me a buttload of this may be the buttload episode. I wonder if I can remember that. She sent me a buttload of the Pepsi codes. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty does save the Pepsi codes. I've been commanded to do that. So y'all just... jump right on over there and send Big Fatty some of the Pepsi codes. Now, y'all, I get a lot of the spam and everything, but today, I don't know how I get some of these, but today, the Amazon.com sent me the Vegetarian Times Magazine subscription solicitation. Y'all, why the fuck would I want that? That's like sending the Vegetarian Times subscription to Archer. You know, it is his birthday month. So, y'all, just for fun, why don't you go over to the Amazon.com and send Archer a subscription to the Vegetarian Times magazine. It's only $12 for an entire year. And if you... let me just read it here. While you're there, consider a subscription to the Vegetarian Times. It's just $12 for the year, and every issue promises delicious recipes, expert wellness information, and environmentally sound lifestyle solutions. In other words, they'll teach you how to shit in your backyard and use it as fertilizer, I guess. I don't know. But that would be a nice little birthday month gift at for Archer. So if you're just racking your brain what to send him for the birthday month, I'm going to suggest the Vegetarian Times So $12, you know, $12 a year, that's not so bad. I don't know how often it comes out. Doesn't say. However, it includes quick and easy dinners and eight healthy under 30-minute recipes. Wow. Y'all, just the shit that you get in the spam folder. Now, y'all, I do love the Spam Times magazine. You know, that gives you all the recipes for the spam. Now, y'all, speaking of the spam, Big Fatty has finally received another Friday fuck-up. And this one is from the DQ Rick. And so now I have three, I think. But, you know, I would appreciate hearing from some other podcasters. And maybe if I can get a couple more, then we'll start that Friday fuck-ups thing. But until I get them, I'm just going to hold them now. And Rick says he's had this one sitting around for a while, and he just couldn't bring himself to send it to me, I guess. But anyway, and he is still listening to the fat one when he takes a shower. I guess he just does not shower on the weekends. I don't know. I have received a Twitter request. I can't imagine why anyone would want to Twitter with me, because, y'all, I go on there about once every 2 weeks, and I say that I am still fat, and that's it. So, Jack, I see that you sent me the Twitter request, and I'll be approving that, although it's going to be a boring fucking Twitter. And y'all, Lord Byron has sent me a picture, and it is a picture of a Scottish bar stool, and it is designed for those Scotsmen who wear kilts. And when Lord Byron saw this, he decided that Big Fatty needed to see this as well. And so he has sent it to me, and personally, I think it's fabulous. And maybe I can I save this image? Yeah, let's see if we can save that. We'll call this the barstool image. Maybe I'll put that as a barstool. Okay, maybe I'll put that as a album art one day. Okay, we'll see. Maybe if I wear the kilt sometime, I'll do that. All right. That's some of the emails that I... Excuse me, did I say emails? I am so sorry. That's some of the e-letters. I wonder if I've gotten anybody new over on the listener map. I haven't been over there to look at that lately. Let's just take a look here. Listener map. I'm sure there's not a fucking new person on it. So anyway, let me just go over there so I can give verbal spankings to all of you who have not joined the listener map. And, oh, wait a minute, there's a new one, Scott from Minneapolis. And Scott's kind of angry looking. But Scott, he says he loves the Big Fatty. And he says he lives in Plymouth, Minnesota. Is that Minnesota? MN? Yeah, I think so. All right, well, Scott, and Scott's got on a fancy hat in that picture. Scott, it's about time you got on here. And, let me just scroll down. Oh, there's Straight Bob. I haven't heard from him in a while. And there's Larkin from out there in the Californias. Hadn't heard from him in a while. And Fairy Princess Holly, you know, she likes to listen to Big Fatty in the Dark. Oh, there's the Super Bee. Oh, there's that old shut-in Auntie Vera. There's Jason from The Way We See It. Is it The Way We See It? John from Ely, he sent me that music. There's Bill from St. Louis. There's Miss Kathy. There's Diane from the Tasty Jewelry. Kim Beaver. Hey, Kim Beaver. Miss you. Love you. Y'all, speaking of vegetarians, I went over to Michael in Stuttgart's, I think it's called a blog, and it says on there that he is a vegetarian. I had no idea he was a vegetarian. Did y'all know that? I didn't know it. Kim Beaver, did you know your cousin is a vegetarian? Kim Beaver, did you realize I was getting ready to play some voice letters?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hi, Big Fatty. One more thing. This is Scott in Minneapolis. I totally forgot when I called earlier. And by the way, I'm not going to leave a fax. You have to start singing on the intros again. It's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever. You have to start singing again. Thank you, bye.
Well, thank you, Scott in Minnesota. I appreciate your call. And I just want to let you know that I don't sing well at all. But if you have ever heard me sing, then you know that. And you know that I'm fat. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, I'm fat. I am fat, I am fat, I am fat, I am fat, and I like your fancy hat, Scott in Minnesota.
Big Fatty! G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty from Australia here. And sorry for pod fading lately, but as you know, I don't have the internet or the home phone at my home anymore, so it's a bit hard to download your shows. Anyway, just ringing to let you know what you asked about 2 weeks ago, which is, where do people listen to your show? So I thought I would ring you up and let you know.
Well, thank you, Scotty. Now, just out of curiosity, does that water go down the toilet clockwise or counterclockwise? We all want to know this. Alpha, can you help us with that? You can maybe, once you find out who Gussie is, you can let us know about that water spinning thing that everyone always argues about. But anyway, y'all, that was Scotty from Australia. He had labor with a U yesterday. If he is in ACTNSWRSA. I guess. I don't know. That's a Southern Hemisphere thing.
Hello, Big Fatty, or I don't know, are we supposed to just call you Big now? I don't know. This is Freddie in Austin, and I was telling you with my Last Supper, if I had my choice, it would be a pizza from Maria's Pizzeria in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Sausage, mushroom, and onion pizza is what you got, or I don't even have family in Milwaukee anymore, and I still go back just to have the pizza. Fabulous. I could eat the whole thing and die happy. Hope you have a good day. Bye.
Well, thank you, Freddie. Now, y'all, I went over to the WWW and went over to see what they had to say about the Maria's Pizza up there in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a couple of reviews here. Both of them are 5 out of 5 stars. One of them says, "Oh, baby, that's what I like," by the Big Booper. Is that you, Freddie? Are you the Big Booper? Being Milwaukee's Big Booper, except it says Bopper here. Oh, maybe it's Bopper, not Booper. All right, the Big Bopper and knowing how to eat. Let me tell you, the girls at Maria's Pizza know how to make me happy. One large special and I am in another world. Just the smell drives me crazy. If you really, and I mean really, want the best pizza in town, you have got to get there as fast as you can. Tell the girls that the Big Bopper sent you. And you'll be saying, "Oh, baby, that's what I like. Jimmy the Big Bopper." Okay. And they don't have delivery and they're closed on Mondays. All right, this one is from Puerto Rican. The Puerto Ricans like it. Best pizza. Me and my cow. McCaddy can't read. Me and my co-workers. My cow workers. Me and my co-workers think that Maria's Pizza is the best pizza in Milwaukee. Tried other places, but it does not compare to Maria's at all. Plus, the portion is like getting 2 pizzas for the price of one. Plus, the ladies that work there are hot. I'm sure, Freddie, that is why you went to the Maria's, for the hot, hot ladies, as long as they're covered in the sausage and the onions and the extra cheese, I'm guessing.
Now, you know, if this was Daniel Brewer's podcast, you would cut it off right now so that people would have to come to my show to listen to it.
I know, but do you think I'm going to do that?
No, because that would require editing.
Exactly. I don't edit. But so hi, Big Fatty. I just wanted to leave you a message letting you know that my Last Supper would be pizza and a nice light-bodied red wine.
Now, would that be a cheese pizza?
Oh yes, absolutely, cheese pizza, thin crust.
No pepperoni.
It could, but I prefer just plain cheese.
Okay, so you'd like to be constipated at the Last Supper is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Did you want to hang out now?
I'm going to try to hang out. Listen.
Y'all, I'm amazed he did not want the vegetarian pizza. And I wonder, Archie, have you ever been to Milwaukee and have you ever had Maria's Pizza? I hear it's very good. And, you know, but a cheese... Freddie, how's the cheese pizza at Maria's? Is it worthy or is it just like eating cheese sticks or bread sticks with cheese on them or something like that? Actually, that sounds delicious. And speaking of delicious...
Hey, BF, it's Michael, listening to your latest show about the Last Supper. But before I get into that, I want to tell you how glad I am that you appreciated your little care package. Except now that you have the no-dos and the Gas-X, try taking them. Yeah. Anyway, so what would be my Last Supper? My Last Supper would have to be the Super B's Chicken Parmesan. Because it is a chicken parmesan like nothing you have ever put in your mouth. Well, maybe not you, but the general populace anyway. So the next time that you're in the Orlandos, we really must insist that you get some of Super B's chicken. Parmesan. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Michael. And if y'all, if anyone knows anything about getting Super B's chicken, it is Michael. And y'all, I've got a buttload of voice letters here still to go, so it's going to take more than one day for me to do these. That doesn't mean you can't call, though. And speaking of chicken, here is a voice letter from Brian and Danbury.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Danbury again. I'm a little bit behind this week. Just caught the last of the supper episode. Thank you for playing my little bit about the ruination of the big run. However, I have a comment to make about the Survivor thing. It's not Survivor Gabon. It's Survivor Gobble, as in gobble gulp. Because you know those penises only go one way. It's always down. That's my update, and I'm stuck in fucking traffic. I'm making my another pilgrimage down to the North Kakalaki from Connecticut, and New York totally sucks. So at some point today, probably about noon, I will be waving at Archa as I go through the D.C. area, and have to stop along the way to pick up my Chick-fil, and that'll be my lunch before I get down to North Carolina. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Thank you very much, Brian from Danbury. And y'all, Brian, they evidently do not have the Chick-fil-A's up in the Danbury area. And Brian, I heard you call Archer on his show, and I can't remember if you wished him happy birthday or not, but for the love of God, please, if you didn't, or even if you did, go back over there and wish him another fucking happy birthday, because y'all, it is already the 7th of October, and he's pissy. Send him that vegetarian digest magazine and maybe he'll fit better. I don't know what he would fit better in. Oh God. No, I can't fucking talk today, but how is that any different than any other day? So anyway, thank you everyone who has written in to the Fat One, or who has called the Fat One, or who has showered with the Fat One. I meant to tell you, I was over at the Horror Hotel this past weekend, and it wasn't the best weekend I've ever had over there, but it wasn't the worst either. I did see Snake, but I did not do any serpentine. Well, you know what I mean. I'll see you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah. has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.